The Nipissing Lakers varsity women's hockey team continued to try and keep rolling despite missing top forwards Mallory Domenico and Madison Desmarais, who are in Italy competing for Team Canada at the 2025 FISU Winter World University Games, which wrap up Monday. After a tough overtime loss Friday night, the Lakers hosted the Ottawa GGs Saturday afternoon. A tight contest saw the Lakers come away with a hard-fought 3-2 win, earning a weekend split and 4 of 6 points. The teams combined for just one goal through two periods, as the Lakers led 1-0 after 40 minutes thanks to an Abby Lunny goal. The lone assists went to Maggie McKee. Lunny would score her second of the game in the third to double the Lakers' lead and put them in a more comfortable spot with time winding down. Ashley Tashuk grabbed the assist on Lunny's second tally of the night. The GGs finally broke through, closing the gap late in the game. Tashuk regained the two-goal Lakers lead with just under 2 minutes to go, scoring what turned out to be the game winner. Lunny grabbed the only assist on the third Nipissing goal, giving her a three-point night. Ottawa scored with 30 seconds left, but that was as close as they would get, with the Lakers holding on for the win. Lakers goaltender Chantel Sandquist got the win in goal, making 29 saves. Nipissing remains at home next weekend as they host the Carleton Ravens Friday night and the Toronto Varsity Blues Saturday afternoon. On Friday night, despite peppering the York Lions net, the Lakers fell 2-1 in overtime, thanks to outstanding goaltending by York goaltender Emma Wedgwood. Abby Lunny had the lone Lakers goal to put Nipissing up 1-0 in the opening frame. York tied the game in the second on a power play goal by Lola Massey and eventually won it less than 1 minute into the extra time courtesy of a goal by Ava Ricker-Singh. The Lakers sit in first place in the OUA East with an impressive 1-4-4-2-1 record. Lakers men drop a pair. It was a rough weekend for the Lakers men to the nation's capital. The Lakers fell 6-4 in their weekend finale against the Carleton Ravens Saturday in Ottawa. Harrison Canes had a pair while Kyle Foreman and Charlie Johnson also scored for the Lakers. The Lakers also dropped Friday's contest by a final of 3-0 to the Ottawa GGs to start the Ottawa area road trip. The losses drop the Lakers to 6-1-4-0-2 on the season as they sit in ninth place in the OUA West. Nipissing remains on the road as they take on the Toronto Varsity Blues next weekend.